Chapter 1, Section 1.3, Dictation, Norman Castles. Listen to the text and write it down.
After 1066, William the Conqueror ordered a massive castle-building program in order to impose Norman rule on a rebellious population. The first castles were Mott and Bailey castles. These were made of wood and were quick to build. The Mott was a man-made hill and the Bailey a fortified area on the hill, protected by a ditch. They provided shelter for the Norman soldiers and a good lookout position. These castles were gradually replaced with permanent stone castles, which were often spectacular structures with vast courtyards and thick walls. They were intended to provide the new Norman landowners and their knights and followers with a safe, comfortable place to stay. Another important role, however, was to intimidate the local population and be a permanent reminder of the power and authority of the Norman monarchy. After 1066, William the Conqueror ordered a massive castle building program. In order to impose Norman rule on a rebellious population, full stop. The first castles were Mott and Bailey castles, full stop. These were made of wood and were quick to build, full stop. The Mott was a man-made hill and the Bailey a fortified area on the hill, comma, protected by a ditch, full stop. They provided shelter for the Norman soldiers and a good lookout position, full stop. These castles. Were gradually replaced with permanent stone castles. Which were often spectacular structures. With vast courtyards. And thick walls, full stop. They were intended to provide the new Norman landowners and their knights and followers with a safe, comfortable place to stay, full stop. Another important role, however, was to intimidate the local population and be a permanent reminder of the power and authority of the Norman monarchy, full stop.